Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
G'day, I'm Ryan Speed. Police in Narra caught arresting a 24-year-old local man earlier this week, locating around 25 grams of methamphetamine, 10 grand in cash and other drug paraphernalia during a routine traffic stop. Taking place on Tuesday at around 4 p.m. on Deviation Road, the passenger of the vehicle has since been bailed and will appear in the Narra Court Magistrates Court on the 13th of December. With over 2,400 people affected by diabetes in the Mankiambia area, the Heart Foundation says they want to educate people this World Diabetes Day on the relationship between heart health and the disease. According to the latest data from the National Diabetes Services Scheme, 6.7% of us in the Country SA Primary Health Network have some form of diabetes. Cardiovascular Risk Reduction Manager Natalie Raphael says only 2% of Aussies surveyed understand how one can affect the other.
People with diabetes can be up to 4 times more likely to have a heart attack or stroke compared to people without diabetes. And the worrying thing is that a lot of people underestimate this risk.
Illuminart will return to Mount Gambier in mid-December for a Christmas-themed light and sound show. They're beaming impeccable LED images on the curved wall of the main corner complex for the 12 days leading up to Christmas. Community events team leader Denise Richardson says the display will feature iconic attractions in Mount Gambier and some photos from this year's Christmas parade.
They did a fantastic job on the tanks that we have down in the railway lands and did such a fantastic job with what they had and the colours and the vibrancy of that, that we decided to get them back and, give us this 12 days of Christmas with the Mount Gambier flavour to it.
The City of Mount Gambier calling for applications, their creative arts fund up for grabs, a total of $25,000 shared out across the region. Local artists and non-for-profits looking to deliver creative and contemporary projects over the next 12 months are urged to apply. Paperwork being accepted until the 6th of December. The Limestone Coast Women's Football League kicks off tomorrow night, a total of 5 games on offer to woo the crowds. Penola play Kalangadu and Mundala lock horns with Kybe Bolite in Narra Court. While in North Gambier, 3 games are also taking place at the same time, with South Gambier playing Casterton, Millicent facing off with Kongarong, and North Gambier hosting Glencoe. Set to see 4 rounds carried out prior to Christmas, another 5 will be played out from the 9th of February before the season finishes with a 2-week final series. Want more local news and sport? Download our app and catch up when it suits you. Weather's next.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.